From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Less than a month on the job, U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned following widespread reports he had misled Trump officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, about his contacts with Russia.
I can confirm, having spoken to him about it, is that those conversations that happened to occur around the time that the United States took action to expel diplomats had nothing whatsoever to do with those sanctions.
U.S. news accounts say Flynn and the Russian ambassador discussed sanctions former President Barack Obama imposed on Moscow late last year for its interference in the U.S. presidential election in an effort to boost Trump's chances of winning. House Speaker Paul Ryan Tuesday suggested that Flynn's activity had not gone unnoticed.
I'm not going to prejudge circumstances surrounding this. I think the administration will explain the circumstances that led to this. The Intelligence Committee has been looking into this thing all along, by the way, just involvement with respect to Russia. I think it's really important that as soon as they realize that they were being misled by their National Security Advisor, they ask for his resignation.
Trump quickly named another retired Army General, Keith Kellogg, as his acting National Security Advisor, with at least two other former ranking military members in line to become the permanent National Security Advisor in Washington. A U.S. federal judge who temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's ban on entering the United States ruled Monday that the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. The decision comes as another federal judge issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state of Virginia. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion.